Moses. After Joseph brought his family to Egypt, they multiplied and prospered. Their descendants, the people of Israel, the Hebrews, grew so strong, and there were so many of them, that the Egyptians became worried. The people of Egypt began to see the Hebrews as a threat. So the Egyptians forced the Hebrews into slavery. Pharaoh, the ruler of Egypt, felt so threatened that he ordered all Hebrew baby boys to be thrown into the river Nile. The Hebrew slaves were treated very badly. They were beaten and whipped if they didn't work hard enough, even though the work was exhausting, especially under the hot Egyptian sun. God heard the cries of his people and sent them Moses to lead them out of slavery in Egypt and into freedom. Moses ordered Pharaoh to let the slaves go, but Pharaoh refused. God then sent 10 plagues as punishment. First, the river Nile turned to blood. Other plagues included infestations of frogs, lice, and locusts. The last and most awful of the plagues was the death of all the firstborn of Egypt. Pharaoh's own son was among those who died, and so distraught, he finally allowed Moses to lead the people out of slavery and Egypt. Soon after, Pharaoh changed his mind and sent his charioteers to chase after the Hebrews. When they reached the Red Sea, they thought they were doomed, but God had Moses part the sea and enabled them to cross. When the Egyptians tried to cross, however, the water rolled back and drowned them. The Hebrews wandered in the desert for 40 years. God cared for them and even gave them water to drink from a rock and fed them with bread called manna from heaven. God also gave his people special laws so they would know how to love and serve God and how to love each other. Among these laws were the Ten Commandments. Before Moses died, he promised the people that God would send someone even greater. That person, of course, was Jesus Christ.